Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what He has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Well, glory, hallelujah. Once again, welcome, welcome, welcome to God in the Midst, Get'em Radio, hallelujah. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father, we bless you, we thank you, we honor you, we adore you, Lord God. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, the whole earth is filled with your glory. And we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your word that says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. We thank you for being in the midst tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah. We look forward to what you are doing in each and every one of us, Father. In the name of Jesus, move by your spirit, touch as only you can. Hallelujah. Touch each and every one of us in our homes, those who are listening tonight, those who will be listening in the future. Lord God, we thank you for just reaching out and touching each and every one of us, even during this COVID-19 season, Lord God, just touching us as never before. And we thank you, Father God, that you're doing Ephesians 3:20 right now. You're working all things together for good. Hallelujah. And we bless you, Lord God. Our eyes are on you, and we're adoring you and loving on you just as you are loving on us. And we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Well, welcome, everyone. Well, here we are again with Tag Team Preaching tonight. I am so excited about tonight. This is our fourth Thursday of Tag Team Preaching. Hallelujah. We have one more left. There are five Thursdays in this month. So we have one more, and I'll say this up front. I have not, for this Tag Team Preaching, we've not given you a certain scripture to preach on. Next week is going to be Psalm 91 night. Hallelujah. So many are just praying Psalm 91, just led to read Psalm 91, especially during this season we're in with the COVID-19. So we want to hear what the Lord has been saying to you from Psalm 91. If you happen to be preaching it tonight, that'll work too. Praise God. But all of the scriptures next week, you can go anywhere in Psalm 91 and preach that for 5 minutes on next week. Praise God. Praise God. So I want to say that up front. That's going to be really good and very exciting. Hallelujah. Well, let's go to a scripture that I've been saying since we've been doing this, and that's in 2 Timothy 4 and verse 2. It says, preach the word. Hallelujah. Preach the word in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Hallelujah. So it's really important for us, whether you have a title before your name or alphabet soup behind your name, that you're ready to preach the word and being instant in season and out of season. And I'll tell you what, we have had some preachers on here, hallelujah, who are preaching the word, and they are instant even in this season. Hallelujah. So we praise the Lord. And what we're going to do is, I want to just give a recap of what was said over the past 3 weeks. So I just kind of put everything together because everything came together in a word. So on April the 2nd, we had 7 speakers. And when you combine the sermons, it lets us know to keep God's great peace of mind. Fret not. You can trust God in the dark. Hold on to your confidence in the midst of trials. Rest in the Lord, remembering that Jesus can work it out. Hallelujah. And on April the 9th, we had 8 speakers. And the word was, are we on the right hand or the left? Are we looking forward or backward? Sorrow according to the will of God. Hallelujah. You don't really know what it's like to live until you are ready to die. This is all for God's glory and man's honor. Continue to stand. Hope. Hallelujah. Read God's beautiful word and know that there is a time for everything. And then last week, summary of what was spoken last week was how to be blessed in a crisis. Don't be afraid to give. Give to those in need. Panic or praise? We are provoked to praise the Lord. It's time to pray. God is a very present help. Take your eye off the problem and look at the promise. Try him. Trust him. Run into Jesus. Do not worry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we were just blessed and just encouraged for the past 3 weeks. So we're looking forward to what God is going to say through you tonight. If you haven't been on for the past 4 weeks, it's okay. If this is your first time coming on, just search your heart. God's been talking to you, and you can even have a scripture, a topic, and preach for 5 minutes. And you don't even have to go over the whole 5 minutes, but you can share what the Lord has laid on your heart, because I know he's been talking. Glory to God. So just be encouraged tonight. We're just going to have a good time. Now, just press your number one key, and we're going to go down the line. Whoever's first, second, third, fourth, fifth, we can take the first 10 people that press their number one key. So we're just going to go right down the line. Hallelujah. Don't be shy. Just get in line. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Price. She has pressed her number one key. Amen. Amen. So, even if you preach the 3 times since we've been doing this, we still want to hear from you and hear what the Lord is saying through you. Hallelujah. Okay, Pastor Price, we're going to open the line for you. Welcome,
wow.
Pastor Price from Memphis, Tennessee.
I'm first. I thought I might be
you
somewhere
are,
down the line. Glory to God. Thank
you. You first tonight.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, let me look at my time as I begin, okay? I see it's 9:12
Amen.
By my time, and I'll be watching the clock, you know, at that time. God bless you. Love you and Mom and Pastor Mom and all the saints there in their respective places. The last few weeks I didn't say anything because at that time the Lord just wanted me to listen. And then right before the time, the Lord dropped in my spirit. He said, this is what I want you to do tonight, okay?
Amen.
We're talking about, hallelujah, glory to God. It's so many very important things that we need to know and remember as we're sheltering in. And he said, during this time that we're sheltering in, we need to remember to walk in true love, in true wisdom, and in true religion. That's so very, very important. Because there are ones that say, you know, we're believers, and the word of God said all men will know that we are God's disciples by our love one towards another. And so what happens is if we're walking in true love, there are going to be certain characteristics, true wisdom and true religion. So the first scripture I want to look at is 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 7. It says that love is patient and kind. This is very important for us to remember, saints of God, while we're sheltering in. We've got to remember to walk in love. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud. It's not rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable. Oh, my goodness. Have you ever seen so many irritable saints? It is not irritable. It keeps no record of being wrong. Now, that's something we really got to check off because some of us will keep records of being wrong. It keeps no record of being wrong. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up. It never loses faith. It's always hopeful and endures through every circumstance. We need to always put that before our face and before our eyes to remember to walk in true love, especially during this sheltering time. Then we also must walk in the true wisdom of God. Because somebody would say, you know, I'm really wise. I'm a wise person. But look what the word of God says in James 3, verse 13 through 18. It talks about heavenly wisdom versus demonic wisdom and true wisdom that comes from above. It says in verse 13 of James 3 and verse 13 through 18, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts. Do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make. It's so very important that we understand. I love a person who has really wisdom, that is a wise person. But what I used to think was not wise, because I began to see some people that I thought were so wise. I said, whoa, they've got a lot of bitter envy and self-seeking and all of this kind of stuff going on. And so we have to see what God's, the wisdom of God is like. It's first pure, peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. And then the last one is that during this time of sheltering in, we must remember to walk in true religion. There's a lot of people that's just bummer against religion. They said, you know, I'm just so against religion. And we don't want that kind of religion that makes the word of God of none effect. We want to have the true wisdom of God, I mean the true religion of God. In James 1, verse 26 and 27, it says, you might think you're a very religious person, but if your tongue is out of control, you're fooling yourself. We just can't say everything and anything. It says here, your careless talk makes you your offerings to God worthless. It says, pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself unspotted from the world, that we may walk in the holiness of God, to be able to be a blessing to orphans and to widows. So that's the word that the Lord gave me for tonight, is that as we shelter in, let us remember to walk in true love, true wisdom, and true religion. Glory to God. I'm finished.
Well, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Thank you. I didn't get my clapping queued up quick enough. That was good. Amen. And, you know, I think about how people don't want to say religion anymore, and they say relationship. But when you read the word, like you just read it, I mean, true religion is relationship. True religion is reaching out to others. Hallelujah. So thank you. Thank you, Pastor Price.
All right. Have a blessed night now.
Amen. You too. Hallelujah. We need to know all of that as we shelter in true love, true wisdom, and true religion. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So now I want to say thank you all for coming on tonight. I see so many have joined us tonight. We have just really started with our tag team preaching tonight. This is our fourth week, and there is one more Thursday left in this month. And we have not prescribed any scriptures up to this point, but we want to end our tag team preaching with a bang. And so what we're saying next week is that everyone get a scripture from Psalm 91. Hallelujah. I know a lot of people have been praying Psalm 91. The Lord has had you thinking about it, speaking, declaring some things from Psalm 91. So next week, whatever scripture out of Psalm 91 that you want to minister on, you can do that on our last week, Psalm 91. Amen. And even if multiple people preach from the same scripture, it's okay. Amen. So check out your Psalm 91. Come with a topic and with your scripture from Psalm 91. And preach for 5 minutes. Hallelujah. So far, we've heard from Pastor Price tonight, and what she talked about was as we shelter in, we should have true love, true wisdom, and true religion. Praise God. Amen. Now, all of you who are on the line, you ready to preach tonight? If you're not quite ready, press your number one key, and God will get you ready. He'll put the words in your mouth by the time we get to you. Amen. So press your number one key. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, because we're just going to come right down the line. Amen. So far, well, we're about to open a line for Minister Rachel. Praise God. And if you're kind of acting like you're doing double dutch, if y'all know what I'm talking about, this is how we used to do. Somebody's two people throwing double dutch, throwing a rope, you know, and you leaning back and forth trying to see when you're going to jump in, and you just waiting to jump in. I'm just saying to you, go on and jump in. You be all right. Amen. I'm going to open a line for Minister Rachel, my goddaughter from New Jersey. Welcome, Minister Rachel.
Hi to all. To my godmom, Apostle Kizzy, to Pastor Mom, to Aunt Helen, and to all the saints that are on the line. I'm going to be coming from Acts 2. Part
okay.
of Acts 2 is like, okay, from Acts 2. There was a part that really stand out for me as I was reading on today, and that is, you know, when all came in on one accord and everything that they had, they were just unified. So I would call this title unity, you know, in Christ, like unity. They were all on one accord
okay.
in unity and oneness in him. And I'm going to start from verse 39. For the promise is unto you and your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And verse 42 says, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul. Many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men as every man had need. Hallelujah. And they, this is verse 46, continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor, hallelujah, having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. He's calling us together in oneness in him. And we are realizing and knowing that everything that he has given unto us while we're here on earth is to help one another. And we, as we all come together and unify, and God have us to send what all need, and we find out what the need of each saint is to do good to those of the same household of faith, he gives us like strategic instructions to be able to help one another. Sometimes it's a call of encouragement, or some may be able to send money via, you know, the internet. or like send a gift through the mail and things like that. But he is blessing us to all come in, and there's a word, and for everyone, even those who will come on after this, you know, with the Lord rapture us all up. But I thank him for the apostles' doctrine, for his word, the good news gospel of Jesus Christ is being brought forth in this beautiful ministry, God in the Midst ministry. And so I'm so glad of what he is doing in all of us and how he blesses us wherever we are. Like my beautiful God aunt always says to all the saints in their respective places, I love, I thank God when she says that, because he is everywhere, no matter where we are. And he brings us all together in unity in him on this line to encourage, to build up, to strengthen, and meet that need that is needed. And God has encouraged me through this ministry to continue on. And when I hear all the people that he would have come on at the time that I would need to hear, he blesses my soul. And so I just want to say we all just stay unified in him, whereas, and everything will be met. We all stay on one accord in Jesus. All right. Love y'all. I'm done.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Rachel. And, you know, as we're going through this, there is a unity. There's other things going on, but there's a unity in Christ that's happening in so many places. That's not, well, sometimes that's reported, you know, on the news. Whether it's reported or not, God is calling us together in oneness in him, a unity in him. And I was thinking the other day that probably families have not sat down and had dinner together in I don't know how long, you know, where they're all together in one place. And so we just thank God for that. Amen. So thank you. Thank you very much. Amen. Have a blessed night. Amen. As she was talking, the Lord reminded me that there's something that I've been doing every week that I did not do this week. So I want to just kind of stop and go back and do that. And while I'm getting ready to do this, just those of you who came with a scripture, a topic, and you're ready, don't hesitate. Go ahead and press your number one key and get in line. Reverend Trevor, you're going to be next. Hallelujah. So this is what I wanted to do. I want to pray this over all, or declare this over all those on the tag, all of the tag team preachers tonight. We declare and decree over all the tag team preachers, hallelujah, Luke 14, 18, and 19. And the word of God says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you because he has anointed you to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent you to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Hallelujah. So we just thank you, Lord God, that everyone who just even steps out by faith to preach tonight, that you will meet them and touch them in a great way. And we thank you for doing that already with Pastor Price and with Minister Rachel. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So you came to bring the word tonight, 5 minutes or even less than that. Press your number one key and get in the queue. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just be encouraged to do that. We're going to open a line now for Reverend Treva from California.
Hey.
Hallelujah. Welcome,
hey,
Reverend Treva.
Good evening, everybody, and God bless you. To all the pastors, ministers, bishops, apostles, everybody in every special place. And I wasn't going to say anything tonight. Been on the phone all day throughout the day, and I was just kind of drained. But then you kept staring at me. I said, you got a word. You got a word. And there is a word.
Amen. Now, can you get a little bit closer? Can you get a little bit closer? You sound a little far away.
Hold on.
Okay. Okay, good.
Is that better? Is that better?
Yes, much better. Yes.
I had all my bags, so I had to take it off a minute, but I'll only be on here 5 minutes. I'm on the patio.
Okay.
I'm trying to get a little breath because we're inside all day. But my scripture is coming from Acts. The 16th chapter, verse 25 and 26. Along about midnight, Paul and Silas were at prayer and singing a robust hymn to God. The other Christians couldn't believe their ears. They were not warning a huge earthquake. The jailhouse tottered, every door flew open, all the prisoners were loose. At 16:25-26. And you know the reason why I'm preaching this today, because about midnight between Sunday and Monday, a shaking took place here in Southern California. You know, we come from, if you live anywhere within 10 feet of California, Las Vegas, Nevada, all around this place, even Arizona, you know, just earthquake country.
Yeah.
Y'all on the East Coast had a hurricanes in it and tornadoes in the Midwest. But we can't see I was coming. You just know that there's going to be a time when it's a shaking. But I can always, God will always let me know. He has a way of letting his saints know before there's an earthquake. I remember I was going to get my
husband.
And I remember this is like the weekend before we had the earthquake in I guess it was around 1994. And I was working in Long Beach City 5 Head Start. I had been working there just a few years. I think I had been working there about 2 or 3 years at that time. And I put my car in the shop Friday. And I don't know why, but I was walking to go get me something to eat. And I have a tendency to talk to myself sometimes. I was the only child for a long time. So I talk to myself. People might think that's crazy. And yes, sometimes I have answered myself too. But I carry on a perpetual conversation. I still do it to this day. But sometimes I believe that's talking to God too. But anyway, though, I'm walking down the street going, oh, Lord, after the earthquake. And last week I just spent, Lord, after the earthquake on Monday. And lo and behold, early Monday morning, the house started shaking. And I went, Jesus! Woke up a Christian. She working from home next door, and I didn't know she was sleeping in her office that night. We walked to her bedroom. That's another whole long story. And then I just, you know, I had to apologize. Then I went on, I wanted to wait to see, was it actually an earthquake? Because it's like midnight and the news is off at that time. So lo and behold, I'm on Facebook and slowly but surely I see my friends living in this area. Earthquake, checking out of my bed. Oh my goodness, under our alarm. But then, you know, a calm came over me. And I began to just worship and praise God. Now we had an earthquake again today. And I didn't feel that one.
Wow.
I don't know why I was up. You know, that was just like maybe an hour ago. And I was up, but God didn't allow me to feel that one for some reason. But God let me know. He came over me. I began to think about Paul and Silas. So I'm writing on my Facebook page. Now, y'all know that Paul and Silas went, I couldn't think of the scripture. So I went back and did my research. That's how I found out. It was at the 16th chapter. I knew about Paul and Silas, but I wanted to have it confirmed again, see the word before my face. And as I'm reading that, God's going, yes. Don't you know I gotta? You all have been praying. You're shaking the heavens with these prayers. You've been praying for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. And just like the people in that day, God's taking us. You talk about back to the future. That's another sermon I'm gonna be preaching. God is taking us back to the position that we were in 1 AD. This ain't no time to be playing church. Next thing that's gonna happen is that people gonna start dying in the church. You can't lie and come in with a half story. If you're gonna give, you better give with a full heart. That's another sermon. But that's coming too. Don't make these prayers. I'm gonna give you this. Remember Ananias and Sapphira? They had a plan. Mm-hmm. They're gonna sell some land and give the tithe and offering of whatever amount it was. But they changed it. These are dangerous times, my friend. Your God is shaking things up. He had to sit us down. I mean, he set the whole body of Christ down. He set us all down this time. You know, I've been set down before this time. Sometimes unfairly by pastors who didn't like me. And now they say they love me. Go figure about that. I guess when people, they realize God will open your eyes and show you the blessing you have, and you can see that person when they're gone. I guess so. Uh-huh. You know, but we all have been set down, the whole body of Christ. And while we sit here sheltering, and please stay in, especially y'all down in the southeastern part of the country, don't be duped by the devil. Don't go out shopping and spend it, because it's an attack made for the black people, and people of color. Please don't go out. I've been on the line with my nieces and nephews and other people down south. Please don't go out. Stay in your house. Defy the government. I mean, as time's so bad, this is one time when you better obey God before man. But that's another story.
Mm-hmm.
It's a checking place, y'all. In the heavens. God's checking the heavens, and God's, yes, it's because our prayer prices are going up. So as I close tonight, remember, a checking is taking place. A checking is taking place in our finances. A checking is taking place in our spiritual walk. A checking is taking place in our homes and in our lives and everywhere we look. A checking is taking place. Are we going to be in fear like I was the other night for about a brief second before God shook me and said, wait a minute, y'all have been praying. Nobody got hurt in the earthquake. This ain't one of them. Rock'em sock'em. We've had those here in Southern California. The one in 1994, that was a hard one out of Northridge. That came two days after I had walked down the street praying. That was a hard one. And people were hurt, people were killed. This one, it was just maybe 4 points. That's just going to be hard because I was in the Chino Hills earthquake. And let me tell you, when you're sitting on top of these epicenters, it ain't no joke. But when God is you ain't going to get hurt. You might be scared. Your feathers might burn. I was able to go to sleep and enjoy a peaceful night. And I didn't have no fear today. I'm shaking and shaking.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. I tell you that.
Amen.
Apostle Kizzy. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So that was just a blessing, and I'm glad you made it through
Amen.
That shaking that was going on.
Of course.
And you know how you were saying that the Lord has set. He set the church down. He set the whole body of Christ down. And
yes.
You know what? Not only was the body of Christ set down, the Muslims have been set down. every religion. And it's so funny. Even the Jewish people, during this time between March and June, are a bunch of... different religions have certain things that happen during this time. Even the pagans have been set down because this was their time. During this time was the the equinox, the vernal, the equinox, and they couldn't even celebrate
this
their stuff. So it's like,
this is our general conference.
Say it again.
And this is our, in the AME church, everybody was AME. I guess it would be the center of COVID. You know, COVID was sent off of the AME church to quiet as a step. Because that bishop made sense of the AME pastor. So they have convocation. This is the same thing as general conference. But they had that every year. In the AME
around
church,
this time.
We not only had a general conference, we have annual conferences. But this year, millions of AMEs from around the world were supposed to converge on Orlando, Florida. And it's so funny that it's in July. All of that has been canceled. And the history of AME church, which goes back almost nearly 250 years, we ain't never shut down our general conference. Ain't nothing ever stopped the general conference. All the way back to the Revolutionary War. And that's almost when the AME church started. So you know, God does shut it all down.
Yeah, there's a shaking going on, and you know, the Jewish people had Passover. Islam is about to go through Ramadan. They can't get together and lay out on the street and put their heads down on the ground on the street. None of that is going on. It's all been shut down and sat down. Hey, there's a shaking taking place. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for that word tonight.
God bless you.
Amen. Definitely a shaking is taking place. Hallelujah. So many things have gone on in the background during this time. Hallelujah. Okay. We are for those of you who just joined the line, we're in the midst of tag team preaching. Tonight, thus far, we have had, tonight we've had Pastor Price saying, as we shelter in, we have to have true love, true wisdom, and true religion. Minister Rachel has talked about unity in Christ, calling us together in oneness with Him. And then we just heard Reverend Treva saying it's a shaking. A shaking is taking place. Hallelujah. And that's, I mean, she knows that up close and personal from the earthquake going on in California. She felt it herself. Hallelujah. And I love the part where she said, and God will let you know what's going to happen before it happens. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. So we are in the midst of this tag team preaching. And for those who just joined us, to let you know that you can jump in. You have a topic, a scripture, and preach for 5 minutes. You just need to press your number one key. Hallelujah. You have something on your heart that the Lord wants you to share with us, please feel free. Know that you are in a safe place, hallelujah, to be able to release that word that the Lord has given to you. Just press your number one key, and we'll be just going down the line and opening up the lines. Sister Debbie has pressed her number one key, so she's next. So anyone else, press your number one key and jump on in. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, I see some preachers. Now, I see you guys are acting like you about to go in for double dutch tonight. I keep thinking about that. Amen. You know how we used to play double dutch and you stand out there and waiting for your turn, rocking back and forth, rocking back and forth, and saying, okay, I'm going to get in. I don't want to trip when I get in there, so I got to have my rhythm just right. it's okay. Your rhythm is just right. Jump on in, press your number one key, and just share what the Lord has laid on your heart. You know, you don't have to be all yay deep, but just be, you know, let God just lead you and use you tonight. Praise God. All right, so we're going to open the line for Sister Debbie. Hallelujah. Welcome, Sister Debbie, from the East St. Louis
Welcome.
Christian Center
Good
Church.
Evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
Thanks to, I want to say greetings to all the saints and stuff in their respectful places. And so, mine will be coming from, my message will be coming from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 14. And my topic is take up the whole armor of God. A final
Amen.
Word be strong in the Lord. And his mighty power, put on all God's armor so you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world. Again, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so that you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Therefore, thereafter the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body of armor of God's righteousness. And I chose that because it's like a lot of people are worrying, but if you pray and stay and pray in the spirit at all times, and it reminds me of like who are in the military, they always tell them, you know, they have to be ready. You just can't, you know, get ready, but they practice and you have to be ready. And so that's how we, the same way with the spirit, with the word, you have to be ready because the devil will try to use every trick to try to catch you off guard or use anything, anything and anybody to get to you, to have you worrying. And I don't remember what scripture it was, but Jesus told Martha not to worry. She was worried, and she was not encouraged to pray. But like I said, in the like a person who is in the military, they have to be ready on the front line, ready to go at a moment's time, and that's how we have to be praying in the spirit at all times.
Yeah.
And not be caught off guard, and be careful and watch out for the wolves in sheep clothing, because if you're in the spirit or praying in the spirit, you'll know. The Lord will let you know. And if you don't know, ask for help. You know, ask somebody, you know, you or any other ministers on the line or any person of God. So, and I still say, I don't have a lot to say, but I say, God is in the midst, and remember, Jesus can work it out.
Amen.
For today.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. That was good, Sister Debbie. The whole armor of God stands out to me, but what you said that really stood out to me was you must be ready. And I remember the first part of the year when we were doing prophecy month, the Lord gave a word, and he was saying that, you know, when T.D. Jakes said years ago, get ready, get ready, get ready. And that was the time, that was the call from God to get ready, get yourself ready, you know. And but the Lord said in 2020, you're going to have to be on ready. It's time to be on ready. Hallelujah. For whatever is going on, be on ready. So amen, amen. And what has been happening to us, you know, we need to be on ready and stay on ready. and just be flexible and
yes.
be ready to do whatever the Lord says to do. And as you said, have on the whole armor of God. Amen. And know who we're fighting against. It's not flesh and blood. Hallelujah. So thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much,
You're
Sister
welcome.
Debbie. That was good. Amen. Have a blessed night.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Glory to God. Well, praise the Lord. We still have some more time for those of you to press your number one key in case you're trying to see if you're going to jump in. This is a good time to do it. The rope has stopped. You can jump and stand in the middle of the rope and get it going. Hallelujah. So we're waiting on those to press your number one key. Hallelujah. And jump in. You know, like I said, you don't have to do a whole 5 minutes. If the Lord has just laid something on your heart, a couple of statements, from a scripture that you've read, you can go ahead and do that. And I was saying earlier that we have one more week of tag team preaching. So if you've been waiting, you got one more week, okay? And what next week is going to be all about Psalm 91. Hallelujah. And I know the Lord has had people reading Psalm 91. I've seen, you know, on different TV programs, Christian programs, and they're going through, combing through Psalm 91. People are preaching Psalm 91 all over the place. So, and I'm sure the Lord has even brought that to your lips at some time in praying. Since this COVID-19 season has started, and we're in the midst of it. And so, hallelujah. So you can preach any part of Psalm 91, you know, one or two verses, you know, three or four verses, whatever, as long as you can do it in about 5 minutes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So I'm looking forward to that. So that's the last thing that we're going to do with our tag team preaching on next Thursday. Praise God. And then I have been given a word from the Lord on what to do for May and for June. So that's very interesting now. Usually on Get 'Em Radio, in May, we have Wise Mother's Month. In June, we have Wise Father's Month. And so that's what we've been doing, you know, periodically or mostly the past several years. We're going on our 8th year now. And the Lord said to me, we're going to do something different this time. So next month, May, is going to be, okay, I know what it is, but he dropped it out of my mouth just then, so I'll announce that maybe next week. But May and June, we are very excited about what he has us doing. And it's really about that Be On Ready. You know, what we were just talking about. He wants us to be on ready and actually to know that we are on ready, that we are ready for whatever is going on, that we won't be standing around like a deer in a headlight, hallelujah, because we've been walking with him and just knowing that he's leading us and guiding us all the way. Amen. That's amazing how he just took that out of my mouth. Amen. But it's all in my head, so I know what we're going to be doing, Lord willing. Amen. And I'm just going to be very flexible about what he is doing. Hallelujah. If he wants to do something different because the something has changed and we need to do that, whatever God wants to do, we're going to do that. Praise God. Amen. So I'm going to give you some announcements about Get 'Em Radio. If no one else has pressed your number one key to preach, when I finish saying the announcements, I'm going to do closing remarks and closing prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I love God. However he wants to do this, I'm good. Amen. Amen. But just know that you do still have an opportunity to press your number one key and to bring your word tonight with a scripture, a topic, and preach for up to 5 minutes. Praise God. So let me let you know what's going on with Get 'Em Radio right now. You know, this is our Thursday edition. And as I said, next Thursday will be our last Thursday with tag team preaching, which I have thoroughly enjoyed. And just I've just been blessed by all the words that have come forth that have been preached on this month. Then on Sundays, we have started having our church service on Sunday at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Praise God. Praise God. And so we've been having the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Hallelujah. Oh, and I will not close without Pastor Mom coming on. So Pastor Mom, she'll be making some remarks. And anybody else who wants to make remarks, I finish this if no one has pressed their number one key. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So on Sunday, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and we're calling it Church by Phone. And so people are calling in, and we've been having church service during this COVID-19 season. Praise God. So this Sunday, I am preaching. I preached last Sunday, and I'm doing a series on Psalm 23. So we started with verses 1 through 3 on last Sunday, and we're going to finish it out verses 4 through 6 on this Sunday. And what the Lord has said to me, it's a lot of meat still on that bone. Hallelujah. You know, like the turkey at Thanksgiving time. And that Psalm 23 has been preached all over the place for many years, but it's still some more meat on that bone. Praise God. So we will be preaching that on this Sunday. And you still call the same number, and the number is 516-418-5699. Hallelujah. And I meant to say, put our new introduction in with the new number, and Pastor Mark, hallelujah, recorded that for us. Praise God. He did it years ago. I just did not want to have anybody else do it or even do it myself. I wanted him to do it, and I thank God that he did do it. Praise God. Amen. So anyway, on this Sunday is East St. Louis Christian Center Church, 11 a.m. Central, 12 p.m. Eastern. Now, then on Monday, we have Bible study with Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. Really wonderful Bible study, how God uses her to dig into the Word of God and pull out those nuggets, hallelujah, from the Word of God. And that broadcast is 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern every Monday. Praise God. It won't be until May. I believe it's May 13th. It's the second Wednesday in the month of May. And please mark your calendars for that, because that's always an awesome broadcast. It's only once a month, and it's called Prophetic Healing. If you've ever been a part of that, you know how awesome it is. And that's on May 13th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And last year we had almost 80 people, 80 healings that happened during the broadcast. And we have had so many healings even this year already. I mean, just dramatic healings. Glory to God. So mark your calendar for that. Same phone number, 516-418-5699. Hallelujah. And then back to Thursday again. Glory to God. So that's our Get 'Em Radio family. Praise God. Praise God. So we see, I believe this is Minister, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to say Treva, but it's Minister Kiva from Nashville, if I'm getting this number right. Praise God. We're going to open a line for her. Hallelujah. Amen. Minister Kiva? Is that you? Do you have your mute button on?
Can you hear me? Good evening.
Yes. Good evening.
Praise the Lord. This
you got a word
awesome.
For us?
Yes, ma'am. The Lord just put on my heart Isaiah 40:31. But those who wait
Amen.
On the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And Father said that this is an amazing strategy for warfare for this time. As we wait on Him, He's going to give us the strength that we need for everything that is going on now, for our families. He's going to be doing some amazing healing. We're going to run and not be weary in this time, and we're going to walk and not going to be feeling any kind of faintness, because He's going to give us all the strength we need as we wait for the strategy. That is the major way for warfare, to play the warfare for this time, is to wait on Him and hear Him and then move.
Okay. God. Praise God. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I felt like she, you know how they say you drop the mic after you finished? Amen. Because as soon as she finished, her phone dropped. Her line dropped. So, amen. Wait. Hallelujah. Wait for Him. Wait for the strategy. Praise God. Praise God. Because He is giving us strategies. Oh, here you go. I'm going to put you back in, Minister Kiva. Hallelujah. Were you finished? You dropped the mic?
Yes, I was finished. I'm sorry, my phone dropped. I apologize.
Oh, okay. I was like, you know how sometimes the Lord say, you know, you give a word and then run out the door.
Yes, that was my virtual run out the door.
Amen. Hallelujah. So the topic was wait for the strategy?
Yes, so that's the topic. That's exactly right.
Okay. Okay. Amen. Amen. And, you know, He's given us a time to rest, too. Hallelujah. And wait on Him. He's given us the time. If we take the time and not worry about, you know, because a lot of people have been laid off, 22 million people, you know, But if we can just reel ourselves in and just wait for him, wait on him. I've noticed during this time my prayer time has increased. You know, I mean, he's like pulling me in some serious, just me and him, just prayer time. I pray with other people, you know, with groups, but it's like, oh, that's not it. That's not at all right there. I need to be with you, you know. And so it's been good. It's been good. I think I'm finally starting to get it now that it's been a month. Hallelujah. So thank you. We're waiting on him. Thank you so much. Good to hear your voice tonight too. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. So through Minister Kiva from Nashville. Wait for the strategy and wait on him for strength. And he's going to cause us to run and not be weary, to walk and not faint. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. We have Pastor Catherine. Amen. And before I open the lines for her, amen. Those other, if there's any new people who have joined the line, press your number one key. Hallelujah. We are in our fourth week of tag team preaching. Praise God. And then next week is our last week, and everybody's going to be preaching from Psalm 91. Anywhere in Psalm 91, the beginning, the middle, or the end, wherever you want to go, and then let the Lord use you for 5 minutes. Hallelujah. Psalm 91, anywhere, get you a topic and preach for 5 minutes. Praise God. We're going to open a line now for Pastor Catherine. And after her, if nobody presses their number one key, we're going to go to Pastor Mom. Hallelujah for comments as we get ready to close out. Pastor Catherine, welcome.
Well, praise God. I won't be but a few minutes here. But I kind of want to say this at the end here. I guess I'll call it a time to pray. And I'm going to come from a very familiar scripture, which is 2 Chronicles 7:14. And it says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. I'm just going to stop right there. And pray. And so I just feel that at this time, this is a time for God's people. There have been people that know Christ, and they say I wish I had a prayer life. But this is a very good time now, when we can get all by ourselves and begin to pray. And I believe God is calling those prayer warriors from out of the cave now. And
all right.
Now you can now become to be that prayer warrior God has called you to be, and continue to get in his face and stay in his face. And that this is not a time for us to be moaning and complaining about what we don't have. Why we don't have our jobs or whatever, or we can't get out. But God said, humble yourself, and he said, and pray, because there were, even when we look back in the Bible, there was a lot of things that came forth in homes when prayer went forth. A lot of miracles was done in homes. They weren't done in the temple, but they were done in the homes. So I believe this is a time. Well, and when we do come back together, I'm telling you, we begin to stay in God's face and pray and seek his face at this particular time. When we come back together, I'm telling you, because I know I'm believing that revival really starts in your home. Revival starts in your home, and when it comes, get in your home, people are going to be on fire when they get back together. And so I'm just saying, even right now, that we can just get on fire. You haven't prayed. If you haven't prayed, it's a time that, you know, at one time I know we got so busy that we didn't have time to pray. We got so busy, we pray a few minutes and we gone. Got here to go, and go right here and go there. But right now we got the time to pray and get in his face and let God do his work on the inside of us, even as it's been prayed tonight.
Yeah.
Those that can't love somebody, you can love somebody even better. If you get in God's face and stay in his face and pray, all I say is pray now. Pray, because God's doing some things in the homes. God is doing some awesome things. Revival is coming through the homes. Praise God. So I just want to say thank the
Praise
Lord
God.
For tonight, and thank God for all the prayer warriors that's going to come forth, and they're going to be on fire when this is over with. Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm sorry. I have one more thing to say. I want to go to verse 15. I'm sorry. And then it says down here, he says, when you begin to pray, if verse 15 says, now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers in this place. And your place is your home. Praise God. Good night.
Amen.
God bless. May God bless all of you, and I've enjoyed everybody tonight.
Amen. Amen. Me too. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Hallelujah. Good word. Good word. It's time to pray. Amen. And revival starts in your home. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Well, we praise God for everybody. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now, if anyone would like to make any comments, you have any questions, any prayer requests, any prophecy requests, this is the time now. You can press your number one key. And right now, unless you guys want to say something, Pastor Price, Sister Debbie, and Pastor Catherine, press your number one key one more time so that you're not on the board anymore. And then we'll start all fresh. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, everyone. Pastor Price, you're still here? Oh, good. Excellent, excellent. So if anybody wants to say anything now, press your number one key. Yeah, okay, Pastor Price. And we'll open up your line. First, we're going to hear from Pastor Mom. Praise God. Praise God. Hope you're in a good place to speak now, Pastor Mom. Amen. All right. Welcome, Pastor Mom.
Well, thank you very much. And I enjoyed each word of them that spoke tonight. And it was very good. And I thank the Lord for each one. And everything was very nice tonight. And I thank the Lord for it. So have a good night. And keep on preaching. And we'll have a good time every time. We got one more night. Next week we're going to have a good time.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Thank you so much. You have a blessed night. Love you.
Love you, too.
All right. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So Pastor Mom made her comment. Hallelujah. She's having a good time. She said, y'all keep preaching. Keep preaching now. Amen. So we're going to open the line for Pastor Price. Anybody have any comments? You want to encourage the people of God who spoke tonight? You have any questions, any prayer requests, any prophecy requests? Hallelujah. Press your number one key.
Amen. Pastor Price?
Amen. Glory to God. I just want to thank God, Apostle, for this wonderful night. It was really good. Everything was good. When I heard Minister Rachel and she was talking about unity in Christ and oneness in him, it just blessed my heart. For we, you know, there is a oneness. We're one with him. And I thank God for that word that she ministered. I want to send much love to her tonight and let her know that I keep her and the children daily in my prayers. I thank God for you, Minister Rachel. Hallelujah. And when Sister Treva began, I thought about when the earthquake hit, and I talked to Don, and I saw that our cousin Denise had also, they were talking about the earthquake that took place. And when she was talking about mm-hmm. it's taking place in every area. I got the word, Sister Treva. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. There's
mm-hmm.
a shaking taking place. I received that word that God is shaking up things. Sometimes there are strategic earthquakes that take place. So I thank God for that word mm-hmm. through Sister Treva. And then when Sister Debbie got up, you know, I just really, when me and Sister Debbie talk on the phone, she don't know. A lot of times she be just preaching to me, and I know that she's preaching her faith. What's in her begins to come out. So I thank God that when she talked about take up the whole armor of God, and I love when she says Jesus is in the midst, and he can work it out. Whenever I hear her say it, nobody can say it like her. God is in the midst. Hallelujah. So no matter what problem comes up, she says, God is in the midst. And then I loved how you commented on this, Apostle, when you said that when she began to tell us we must be ready. And you said how the Lord gave you at the beginning of the year, be on ready. And that's something that we got to keep before our faith, to stay ready, be on ready, to occupy till he comes, mm-hmm. to be on ready, to have our lights burning bright. I just was praising God for that. And then Minister Kiva, I love that word in Isaiah 40:31 about the amazing strategy for warfare. Ooh, I said, Lord, let me make a graphic out of this one. Amazing strategy for warfare. Isaiah 40:31 about them wait as we wait upon the Lord. Hallelujah. As we wait upon him, Apostle, we'll renew our strength. We'll mount up with wings as eagles. We'll run and won't be weary. Glory to God. Look like all of that is just so wonderful. And then Pastor Calvin said, he's going to bring it on up to bring it on up in there. And I thank God so much for what she said, that 2 Chronicles 7:14, it is a time for God's people to pray. It's a good time to pray, she said. You can now be that prayer warrior. Revival starts in our homes. Sometimes over the first thing that with Sister Treva and myself, when we met over 40-some years ago, one of the things I was impressed about was her prayer life, because she was a prayer warrior. I wasn't at the time. And through her, God bringing her in my life, I became a prayer warrior. But then later on, I was mocked by some people. You mean you pray every day? I said, don't everybody pray every day? You know? But then what's so wonderful is that we're not in this alone, because the Holy Spirit specializes and yield in praying through us. Each night as I come to intercede and to pray, I have a certain hours that the Lord has me. I can pray all throughout the day, not just at certain hours, but as he leads. But in the midst of it, I thank God that I yield to him let him pray through me. I said, precious Holy Spirit, I yield to you. Pray through me as I ought to pray. And sometimes if I get a little bit weary or I'm about to go to sleep or whatever it is, or something like that, then he'll just energize me. And one of the main things he says to me is he said, I have need of you for prayer. So we don't know. I look at here how in Memphis where the tornadoes are, and the tornadoes have been more in this year than I've seen in all the years I've been living down here. And God, the Lord quickened me to look at how that the tornadoes would be above us and below us. And I pray for the above and the below, too. I'm praying for everybody, not just for Memphis. But he would let it pass us by. And I thank him so much for his good and goodness. And he said, because you pray. And we often think, Pastor Catherine, that everybody's praying like we're praying. We often think everybody's praying. But I said, I don't know about that. I don't know if everybody's interceding. Because we're around a praying family, we got a praying mama, praying sisters, praying brothers. We think everybody is praying because we're in that atmosphere. But I don't know. We don't even know if everybody's interceding and praying. But one thing God would say is to keep on and pray. And then I love when she winded it up and had to come back with that one verse. And that's another one I want to do a graphic on, too. It said that now my eyes will, he said, when we pray, now his eyes will be open and attentive to our prayers. Apostle, this blessed my heart tonight. And I thank God for you.
Hallelujah.
I thank God for this word and for each one of you on the line. God bless you and love you all.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. That was good. That was a good summary of everything. Praise God. Hey, I wanna do all our praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you so much for that.
Apostle, as I go back on mute, I don't be trying to summarize. I just be enjoying the word. And I'm not trying to summarize. It's just how it touched my heart.
No, that was good. I enjoyed that. Please keep doing it.
I just love the word tonight through each one. God bless. All right. So you have a blessed night. Now go on mute now.
Okay. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you know what? I just remembered that I did not mention Tuesday, that we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. And on Tuesday, we're doing this COVID-19 season. Every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, we are praying in tongues. And we're praying in tongues for 1 hour. And the reason why we're doing that is we come from Romans 8, 25 and 26, saying that we don't know really how we should pray, but the Spirit, hallelujah, prays through us with utterances and groanings, hallelujah, so that we can pray for some things that even when we do spend our time in intercession, and, you know, as Pastor Price was just saying, you know, we intercede, we pray, and we want to pray in the Spirit for a continual amount of time, for an hour, hallelujah. So we've been doing that, I think, about 3 weeks now. And the Lord has given us interpretation of tongues. So after we pray for an hour, and we have people who pray in the Spirit for 15 minutes. So everybody's not praying and on the air at the same time. But we have 4 people on the air praying in 15-minute increments. The rest of us are praying in the background in the Spirit. And I'm encouraging people to pray in the Spirit more. God is doing something with us praying in tongues in the Spirit in our heavenly language, you know, even more time. And then he's given us some awesome interpretations of the tongues that we've been speaking. And, you know, we've even compared notes, and some of the interpretations are word for word that we're hearing. Also, a couple of weeks ago, Reverend Treva began to see gold. It looked like gold glitter or gold flecks show up in her room as we were praying in the Spirit. Hallelujah. This morning, I noticed gold on my chest this morning. And I was like, whoa, glory to God. Hallelujah. And so God is doing something. He's doing something right now. So it's like I think of that song, God, whatever you're doing, don't do it without me. Hallelujah. So make sure you just kind of jump in. Even if you have not spoken in tongues yet and you're filled with the Holy Spirit, or God just sends you to listen, call in and just be a part of it. Be in the background and just listen, because we really believe
that people are going to be filled with the Holy Ghost and speak in other tongues even as they're listening on the line. Hallelujah. And now and in the future, because these what we're praying is being recorded. Hallelujah. So it's going to be out there. Praise God. Praise God. And so we don't know all that God's going to do, but we know that he's doing great and awesome things. Hallelujah. So tonight, I just wanted to do my, you know, statement of all of or my summary, kind of everything that was said tonight, the different sermons. And so this is what I have at this point. A shaking is taking place. It's time to pray. Revival starts in your home. Wait for his strategy. As we shelter in, true love, true wisdom, and true religion is causing unity in Christ, calling us together in oneness in him. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he's given us even a word today, you know, and I'm just convinced that even as we are tag team preaching, all of our parts are like a puzzle. Hallelujah. And everything is fitting together for his glory, and he's showing us a glorious picture of what he is doing. Hallelujah. We give him praise. We give him glory and honor. Hallelujah. We bless his holy name. We thank you, Lord, from everlasting to everlasting, you and you alone, O Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, if you have to go, please feel free to go. But I just want to, I just feel led to just hold on a moment. I guess not completely in silence, but we're going to just play a song for about 2 or 3 minutes. And if the Lord gives you anything, press your number one key. Otherwise, after we finish this, we will close out. But we just want to wait on the Lord. Hallelujah, because he's doing something. He's doing something. It's like, y'all, slow down. You know, listen for me. See what I'm talking about. So, and the name of this is Be Still and Know. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Love you all. And have a blessed night.
Y'all tell the people them, don't. No?